بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Praises for Allah, the word of the Lord, and His peace and greetings be upon Muhammad and upon his pure household and progeny. Let me extend my felicitations to the entire Muslim brothers and sisters across the world, and I would also like to pray for their worship and prayer. Hopefully that would be accepted by the Almighty God. And also I would like in advance to extend felicitations on the occasion of the auspicious Eid al-Fitr. I should also thank the benefactor creator for the blessing given to us for being alive and present in this month of divine banquet. It's the Quds Day today, a day that on the back of Imam Khomeini's intelligent initiative, may his soul rest in peace, it's just like a chain connecting Muslims together for them to be unison and regarding the issue of Holy Quds and also support for the oppressed people of Palestine. In the past decades, it has played a major role in this regard, and God willing, it will also continue to play its role in the future as well. Not Day of Quds was favored by world nations, and just like the first and foremost task, that's the keeping the flag of the liberation of Palestine hoisted, that was commemorated by the world people. The major policy of Zionism and world arrogance is to undermine the cause of Palestine in the minds of Muslim communities and also pushing it toward being faded into oblivion. So the most urgent responsibility would be to fight this treachery, which is being hatched by the enemy's political and cultural mercenaries within Islamic countries. So the fact of the matter is that an issue as significant as the issue of Palestine is not something that pride, self-esteem, and the ever-increasing intelligence of Muslim nations would allow for that to be sunk into oblivion. Even if Americans and other dominating powers, and also their minions in the region, would use all their wealth and money and power to attain that goal. So, first of all, let me remind the magnitude of the tragedy of the usurpation of Palestine and then the creation of the cancerous tumor of Zionism in that country. Now, among the crimes committed against humanity in the contemporary time, no crime at this magnitude and at this scope exists. So occupying a country and also driving its people out for good, pushing them out of their fatherland and their ancestral land, and that by means of the most horrifying forms of murder, crime, destruction of farmlands, and genocide. And this has been going on for decades. This is really a new record that's set in terms of savagery and wickedness by human being. So the main culprit and criminals behind this tragedy are the Western governments and also their evil policies. So the day when the governments who had the winners of the First World War, when they came to West Asia, that's the Asian territories of the Ottoman Empire, when they carved up West Asia as at the Paris Conference as the spoil of war, well, they felt this need for a safe haven and a stronghold in the heart of the region more than ever in order to guarantee their permanent hegemony in this part of the world. So years earlier, the UK, through the Balfour Declaration, set the stage, and also by putting us together with the rich Jewish leaders, they came up with an innovation called Zionism for that to carry out its role. And now the practical groundwork was being laid. And since those years, gradually they put together the arrangements and preliminaries, and eventually after the Second World War, they made use of negligence and the problems and issues besetting the regional countries. They dealt their blow, and then the fabricated a bogus regime, and the state without a nation of Zionism was declared. So the prime target of this blow was the Palestinian nation in the first place, and then all the other nations in this region. So when you cast a look at the following events in the region, it indicates the fact that the main and short-term goal of the Westerners and Jewish company owners pursued by creating the Zionist regime was to build a base and a stronghold for their permanent presence and influence in West Asia, and also to have the possibility of gaining easy access to interfere, coerce, and dominate the governments and countries in this region. So the fake and bogus occupying regime were equipped with the host of military and non-military tools of power, even with atomic weapons. They equipped the Zionist regime with nukes, and this cancerous tumor started to grow from the Nile to the Euphrates, and that was put on their agenda. Unfortunately, most of the Arab states, after their some initial and praiseworthy resistance, gradually they succumbed and gave up, and especially after the United States pitched in as the one in charge. So when it came to human, Islamic, and political responsibility and their Arab pride, that's what they all forgot about, according to Wilmian. So with delusional hopes, they contributed to the enemy's goals and objectives. For instance, a clear example is the Camp David Agreement. This is an example of this bitter historical fact. Now, resistance groups also, after some sacrifices and struggles in their early years, they gradually were pulled to the path of unsuccessful negotiations with the occupier and its backers. So the route that could have led to the realization of the Palestinian aspiration, they just let go of that and abandoned it. So negotiations with America and other Western governments, and also negotiations with good-for-nothing international groups, were the bitter and unsuccessful experiences of Palestine. Well, holding out an olive branch at the United Nations General Assembly bore no result other than the injurious Oslo Accord, and it eventually led to the eye-opening fate of Yasser Arafat. So by the emergence of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, a new chapter was opened in the struggle for Palestine. From the very first days, that's the driving out of Zionist elements. You know, they regarded Iran of the Pahlavi regime to be one of their safe bases and strongholds. And then we had the assigning of the unofficial embassy of the Zionist regime to the office of the Palestinian representative, and also stopping the oil flow. You know, there were also some other great achievements and extensive political activities. All of these measures created the emergence of the resistance front in the entire region. And their hopes grew regarding solving this issue. They flourished in their hearts. Now, with the emergence of the resistance fronts, the Zionist regime faced increasing and bigger problems, and hopefully in the future they will encounter even more problems. But the efforts of the backers of that regime, with America at the forefront, they also increasingly defended the Zionists. The emergence of faithful and young self-sacrificing Hezbollah force in Lebanon, and also the creation of highly motivated Hamas and Islamic Jihad groups within the Palestinian borders. Well, they not only alarmed and worried the Zionist ringleaders, but also Americans and other aggressive Western powers. And after that, in addition to their support for the occupying regime with weapons of propaganda, they added recruiting from the region and from the Arab society to the top of their agenda. Now, the result of their voluminous work today is obvious in the words and the deeds of a number of Arab leaders and governments, and also a number of treacherous Arab political and cultural activists and leaders. It's there for everyone to see. So today, from both fronts, there are various activities that you can see on the arena of a struggle. Now, the difference is that the resistance front is moving toward further power and hope, and also it's marching toward drawing and attracting more elements of power, while conversely, the opposing front of oppression, disbelief, and arrogance is increasingly growing more hollow, losing hope, and powerless day after day. So a clear manifestation of this assertion is the fact that a Zionist army that was once considered to be invincible and as fast as lightning, and the great armies of two aggressive powers were stopped by that army. Today, when it comes to popular resistance forces in Lebanon and Gaza, that army is forced to retreat and accept defeat. However, the struggle front is volatile and risky, and it requires constant vigilance. So this struggle is really of the essence. Any kind of it's faithful and vital. Any kind of negligence, any kind of inattention or miscalculations could inflict irreparable and heavy blows and damage. So that's why all those who have strong feelings for the issue of Palestine, I have a number of advice to make. First, struggling to liberate Palestine is a jihad on the way of God, a struggle on the way of God, and it's an obligation, Islamic goal. Victory in such a struggle is guaranteed. The reason is because the struggler, the person who is embarking on jihad, even if he gets killed, he'll receive one of the two excellent things, as the Holy Book says. Now, apart from this, the issue of Palestine is a human issue. Now, pushing out millions of human beings from their homes, from their farms and place of business, and that, on the back of murder and crimes, it troubles and bothers anyone's conscience. And if there is determination and courage, then it makes you, it inspires you to stand up in opposition. So confining this to merely a Palestinian issue, or at the best, let's say, an Arab issue, is a great mistake. So, you know, the concessions made by a few Palestinian elements, or maybe rulers of a few Arab countries, those who find this a license to sidestep this Islamic and human issue, they're making a big mistake in comprehending the issue properly, and maybe they're also guilty of betrayal for distorting the truth. Now, the second point is the struggle aims to liberate the whole Palestinian land from the all over from the river as far as the sea, and also the repatriation of all Palestinians to their homeland, reducing this struggle to the formation of a government in just a little corner of the Palestinian land, especially in the humiliating way mentioned in the discourse and literature of the shameless Zionists. It's neither a sign of righteous struggle nor a symbol of realism. So the fact of the matter is that today there are millions of Palestinians who have attained such a level of thinking, experience, and self-confidence and self-esteem that they are able to focus their efforts on this greatest struggle on the way of God, and definitely they have their hearts in the divine assistance and ultimate victory. And God says, surely Allah will help him who helps his cause. Most surely Allah is strong. This is the Quranic verse. So definitely numerous Muslims throughout the world will go to their support and will share in their struggle, hopefully. The third point, making use of any halal or, let's say, religiously permissible means, but it's allowable in this struggle, including human support, but still we need to, when it comes to trusting Western governments and also international groups that may be covertly or overtly dependent, then that should be absolutely avoided. They're opposed to any effective entity of an Islamic nature. They have no regard for human rights. They themselves are the root cause of most crimes and the worst harm against the Islamic nation. Which global organization, or let's say, which criminal power is now responsible and accountable for all the assassinations, the mass murders, the warmongering, bombardments, and human-made famines imposed in many Islamic and Arab countries? So today, the world, one after another, the world is now counting the victims of the coronavirus across the planet, but nobody has ever asked who is responsible for the hundreds of thousands of martyrs, disappearances, imprisonments in countries where America and Europe have initiated wars. Who's responsible for all of those? And who's accountable for all this unlawful bloodshed in Afghanistan, Yemen, Libya, Iraq, Syria, and other countries? And also, who is responsible for all these crimes, for this occupation, for this destruction and oppression in Palestine? There are millions of oppressed children, women and men in the world of Islam, and nobody has counted their number. Why? And why Shouldn't anyone offer condolences for the mass murder of Muslims? There are millions of Palestinians, and they had to spend 70 years away from home and stay in exile. Why? And why should the Holy Quds, that the first Qibla of the Muslims, why should it be desecrated? The so-called United Nations Organization has not fulfilled its obligations and functions, and the so-called human rights organizations are dead. The motto and slogan of defending the rights of women and children, well, that motto does not include Yemeni and Palestinian women and children. So that's the condition of the oppressive Western powers and the global organizations dependent on them. A number of certain regional governments that follow them in their footsteps is also the same way, or maybe even worse. And, you know, words cannot describe their situation. Therefore, the proud and Muslim society must rely on its own and its own internal forces. So they must raise their own powerful hand, and by relying on the Almighty God and trusting Him, they should leave behind the obstacles and predicaments. And number four, a major point that political and military elites of the Islamic world should not ignore is the policy adopted by the U.S. and the Zionists in transferring and shifting the conflicts behind the front lines of the resistance, you know, initiating civil wars in Syria, military siege, and nonstop killings and murders in Yemen, assassinations, destruction, creation of the Daesh in Iraq, and similar other things in a number of other countries in this region. They are all some machinations in order to divert the attention of the resistance front and to provide time and opportunity for the Zionist regime. So there are a number of Muslim politicians who knowingly, and there are of course some of them unknowingly, they have contributed and played into those machinations of the enemy. So the way to prevent these treacherous machinations is for the proud youth across the world of Islam to seriously make this demand. You know, young people in all Islamic countries, in Arab countries in particular, they should not forget the advice by the late Imam Khomeini. They should bear that in mind. The Imam said that, vent all your shouts and anger at America and, of course, at the Zionist enemy. So the fifth point, the normalization of the presence of the Zionist regime in the region is one of the major policies pursued by the United States of America. A number of Arab governments in the region, they act as the U.S. minions and cronies. You know, they have been setting the stage and setting the ground for normalization, you know, by establishing economic ties and embarking on other operations. All those efforts will go down the drain. The Zionist regime is deadly and cancerous tumor, and to the detriment of this region, definitely it will be uprooted and destroyed, and shame will go to those who put all their possibilities at the service of this policy of arrogant powers. Now, there are some people who kind of try to justify this disgraceful behavior, and they argue that the Zionist regime is a reality in the region. And they forgot the fact that it's necessary to fight and destroy fatal and harmful realities. That's what must be done. Today, we have the coronavirus as a reality, and all the wise people agree that it's necessary to fight it. So we have this long-lasting and age-old virus of Zionism that from now on, it will not last long, and it's on the back of the determination and faith and pride of the EU, it will be uprooted from this region. And number six, the main advice I have is to keep up with the struggle and also to better organize the jihadi organizations and groups and for them to work together and also to expand the struggle fronts in all Palestinian territories. You know, everyone must go to the help of the Palestinian nation in this whole struggle. Everyone must contribute to the Palestinian fighters and stand behind them. Well, proudly, whatever we have in our power, we will offer on this path. So one day we came to the conclusion that the Palestinian fighters had piety, pride, and courage, and the only problem was that they had no weapons at hand. So on the back of divine guidance and assistance, we did some planning, and as a result, the balance of power was tilted in the favor of Palestine, and today Gaza is able to withstand the aggression of the Zionist enemy, and even defeated. So this change in the equation in the areas that are called the occupied lands, that will get the issue of Palestine even closer to the final steps. To that end, the Palestinian Authority shoulders a big responsibility. You know, when you have a savage and barbaric enemy, except through force and from position power, you cannot do anything else. That's the way you should act. So the ground, hopefully, has been set for the brave and resistant people of Palestine. Today, the Palestinian youths are yearning for defending their dignity. Hamas and Islamic Jihad groups in Palestine, also we have Hezbollah in Lebanon, and they have been proof for everyone to see. You know, the world has not forgotten, the world will not forget that day when the Zionist army shattered the Lebanese borders and marched on Beirut, or the day when a criminal murderer in the name of Ariel Sharon, he caused the bloodbath in Sabra and Shatila. And the world has not forgotten, that the world will not forget that day when the very same army, it was pounded by Hezbollah, and it had no choice other than retreating from the Lebanese border and also accepting, admitting defeat after sustaining heavy casualties. So that's what, you know, when you're well equipped and when you're acting from a position of power, that's what it means, you know. So now you can allow the European government, which for the sale of chemical weapons to the Saddam regime, they should feel ashamed of this. And now we have, they designate the Hezbollah as illegal. Illegal is a regime like America that creates Daesh, and a regime like the European government whose chemical agents took the lives of thousands of people in the Bani in Iran and Halabja in Iraq. So the seventh point, my final word, Palestine does belong to the Palestinians, and it should be administered as they wish to. So the referendum, you know, all the Palestinian religions and faiths and ethnicities, this is what we have suggested since two decades ago. This is the only solution to the challenges which Palestine is facing today and also in the future. Now, this plan indicates the fact that the claim of anti-Semitism, fighting anti-Semitism that the Western countries are repeating time and again, during which our Qasem Soleimani, endeared Qasem Soleimani, is not present. So for his soul to be happy, we'll recite verses of the Hamd verse. together.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.